And good morning and welcome to another edition, another work week, starting off with your morning tradition. The Austins, Mike and Lisa here.
Good morning.
Welcome aboard. It was a busy weekend. It was a nice weekend.
Yes, it was very nice.
We had a different priest at our chapel, Father Portugal.
Yeah, Father Portugal.
Those of you in Dickinson, Texas, you know Father Portugal. Actually, he's from Texas, so I guess if you're anywhere in Texas, you probably know Father Portugal.
He's a dynamic...
He's got a good voice, doesn't he?
Speaker.
Yeah.
He gives great sermons.
And his content was great, but his voice quality reminded me of Father Cyprian.
Absolutely,
he's got that...
I agree.
Commanding voice. It's like a superhero voice, almost. but a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I gave him a Magnificat Media business card, said, hey, tune in, Father, be nice. So there you go. Coming up this morning, we're going to do something, I don't know that it'll ever become a regular feature here on your morning tradition, but we don't get out to the movies a lot, but when they show up on Netflix, Hulu, or we can rent them, or someone gives us a movie that has been fully screened,
right?
Then it's movie night at the Austin House, the right. Austin Family
like
Compound.
Last night.
Yeah, the big screen comes down from the wall. And we all sit there, and there wasn't any popcorn, but sometimes there is. Anyway, so last night we watched a movie, and it was actually suggested by Joseph, our son, who got back from Midwest Boys Camp on Saturday, because they watched it there. So, Mom and Dad, if your boys were at the Midwest Boys Camp and they're talking about the movie, then you...
Or maybe probably you, know what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Well, then maybe... And if you don't, you'll find out what we're talking about coming up on the way. Also, our saint of the day today is St. Lawrence... And what else did I have for you? I thought we'd be nice. It'd be nice to touch on a few news items.
Okay.
Just throw out things that happened over the weekend. We lost Frank Gifford.
I did see that.
I
didn't know he was sick.
I didn't realize he was 84.
Well, no, you know, he probably wasn't sick. Maybe
no,
it was just...
He's just old.
Yeah.
Kathy Lee's husband.
Aw, it's so sad.
And I didn't realize... Okay, so I knew he was a football star back in the day, way back in the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, married Kathy Lee Gifford and all that stuff.
Right.
But I remember him from Monday Night Football.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, buddy, yeah, Howard Cosell and was it Dan Dierdorf? Anyway, he was always like the normal guy on there. Just the straightforward guy, Frank Gifford. Do you know what
may he rest in peace.
Yes, and I read some of his stuff, his biography. Do you know in 1951, he was a stunt double for Jerry Lewis in a movie?
No, I didn't know that.
Frank Gifford.
Interesting.
So that's cool. Yeah, so that's that. Folks in... Where was the Pilgrim statue? Sioux Falls. Yeah, Our Lady of the Snows Chapel, Sioux Falls. It showed up on Friday. I think it left yesterday. Or the day before yesterday. No, I think they probably had Mass yesterday. Anyway, if you're looking for a schedule of the Pilgrim statue, the Fatima Pilgrim statue, and where it's going to, I can tell you now. Next, it's going to North Dakota, Dickinson, North Dakota, on the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for a whole schedule, we still have that up.
We do.
All right. Is it Google mapped still or yet?
It is Google mapped, but I'm trying to fix the Google Maps because I think it doesn't give the exact address in the Google map.
Okay, but...
It gives the address in the other section of the website.
But really, if you're looking to find where the Fatima Pilgrim statue is going to be and you see the town, I mean, you can find...
You could.
...the chapel if you're, you know, in that area. So.
Yep.
I'm sure Our Lady of the Snows Chapel in Sioux Falls, you guys, I'm sure you had just a wonderful a stay, I guess is how you'd say it. And then we had it here in Madison back last month, a couple months ago, I think.
About a month ago, I think.
Yeah, she arrives in Dickinson, North Dakota on the 14th, so that's pretty cool. And
it is.
Beginning today, the 5-day Women's Ignatian Retreat, Ridgefield, Connecticut. At the St. Ignatius Retreat House there. So I got all that from the sspx.org website. So, very cool.
Okay.
Nice stuff. Hey, by the way, and I don't know, maybe we'll get some of the folks on from the Angelus. We should. Get a hold of Jim Vogel or somebody. Talk about getting your reservation made for October mm-hmm. when they will be having the Angelus Conference this year.
Right.
Is on the family.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we should do that. You know, that we were thinking if you're going to the Angelus Conference this year and you're thinking that it'd be great for us to broadcast live from, that's our goal eventually. But it's not going to happen this time.
Something different probably is going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, we're working on having a correspondent there. I don't know if we'll have a booth or not. But if we do and you see us, look for us, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Pick up a brochure and talk to our correspondent if we're able to get one. But my regular job means that I'm not going to be able to go this year. And we won't be able to broadcast from there. But that is the plan eventually. So, okay, so I hit on that. I hit on gas is cheap. Get this. This is from AAA.
Well, I saw over the weekend that it wasn't so bad. Why? Is it supposed to get better?
Yeah. We're at about $2.45 as of today. But yeah. AAA says by Christmas, everybody ought to be pretty close to $2.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Michael, wow.
Michael Green says many parts of the country could see gas prices around $2 by Christmas. That's saying if there's no, you know, pipeline mess up or anything like that.
Yeah.
South Carolina, Alabama has the cheapest gas right now at $2.26. Folks in California, Alaska, you're the most expensive at about $3.48, $3.71
oh.
per gallon. So there you go.
Yeah.
But overall, it's cheap gas. So that's a good thing. Relatively cheap.
Relatively.
Right.
Yeah. I'd like it to
Europe,
go lower.
Well, in Europe, they're still paying probably, what, $5, $6, $7 a gallon. Folks are listening in Europe, what are you paying? Email us. Let us know. We'd love to
right.
know. All right. So, and here's just real quick, just this is sad, but your prayers, I'm sure, would be requested. Don't know if they're Catholic. Doesn't matter. Those two young boys, those teenage boys, Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos. Stefanos? Mm-hmm. Stefanos.
You're talking about the boys down in Florida?
That's what I said. Yeah, the Florida boys.
Right.
The two little boys went out fishing. 14 years old. And they officially, the Coast Guard called off the rescue and things the other day. And now the family is saying, you know what? Probably not very likely we're ever going to, you know, they're
find
coming
them.
Back. They're coming back. Hopefully, they did say, you know, God willing, hope someday our prayers are answered and we were reunited with the boys. But
Was there a conflicting story? Because I thought they found the raft and then they didn't find the raft.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. This is what came out yesterday. Families of two Florida boys disappeared say they've called off their search.
Well, I thought there was one story where I read where they had found the raft and they were going to, that's why they were giving up the search, you know, the professionals.
Right.
And then I saw another story where, well, no, the boys, they didn't find the raft, so they assumed the boys were still on the raft. And maybe that's why the parents have decided.
Couldn't be. I don't know. I'm just, your prayers, I'm sure, continuously requested there.
Well,
and we have, just to reference our website again, the prayer request section of our website.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a prayer intention, if you need some, it's anonymous if you want. Whatever kind of information you want to put in there, it's basically an email form that comes to us.
Right, exactly.
So.
Right. And they can see how some of the, what it looks like, how
right.
it's presented.
Down at the bottom of the page. My mm-hmm. question to you at this point of the morning, though, is usually, how can you know where you're going
if you don't know where you've been?
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Lisa, you know today is August the 10th, right?
Yes.
Today is the 222nd, 222.
Hey.
222nd day of the year. There's
Wasn't
about
there a show on that?
Yeah, there was. Way back before your time. There's 143 days left in this year. It was on this date back in 654, Pope Eugene I got elected to succeed Martinus I.
And on this day in 1776, the American Revolutionary War, word of the United States Declaration of Independence reaches London.
Oh, it got there for the first time. See,
right.
So today it'd just be an email that we shot off.
And we'd be, yeah, in seconds.
And John Hancock would have had a electronic signature of some kind on there.
No, but
this
word finally reached London,
right.
saying.
Premier walked in and said, hello, your highness, I don't know, says something about declaration. You might want to read it. there you go. The Austin family players, ladies and gentlemen. It was on this date in 1821, Missouri became the 24th state in the United States. Salute!
And in 1833, on this day, Chicago incorporates as a village of about 200 people.
200 people living in Chicago. Today, there's that many in the bottom floor of an office building. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it 1846,
is. 1846, Smithsonian Institution was established in Washington, D.C. That John Smithson guy gave him money for it. So.
And in 1889, Dan Rylands patents the screw cap.
Everything was a cork before then.
Put
a cork
cool.
in it. Now they said just unscrew the lid. 1906, Pope Pius X banned associations, cults. So there you go.
And on this day, August 10th, in 1948, Candid Camera with Alan Funt debuted on television.
There you go. Alan Funt, the
Remember
original
that one?
Practical.
You're on Candid Camera.
Wow. The Abbey Roast is kicking in for Lisa this morning, everybody.
I say that to the kids sometimes when they're doing something silly.
Really?
Uh-huh. You're and they look at me really funny and they go,
what's that?
What are you doing?
We should pull up some of the old Candid Camera, the black and white stuff, on YouTube and show it to them.
It's pretty funny. They have no clue.
That was one of those shows we did sit as a family, an Austin family growing up. My dad would let us all watch.
Uh-huh.
That was cool. All right, well.
It was funny.
Now you know exactly where you've been. We're going to take a break and get back with our second section of the show. Later on, Lewis Lloyd is going to join us, and we're going to talk dance again. This time, we go from music to dance. We're actually going to eventually get into some dancing.
Yay!
Talking about dance.
And well, there is a process, you know.
That is true, in a Catholic sort of way. But next, our very first Magnificat. No, your morning tradition. It's Magnificat Media. We need more titles. Magnificat Radio, your morning tradition, movie review. We're going to take a look at the movie Unbroken. Oh, it's a great movie. I loved it.
It was a good movie.
It's on the way next. We'll be right back. Mike and Lisa Austin here on your morning tradition, where we are
living our faith.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I always say good morning several times.
Usually.
It takes a second to register with my brain this early, I think. Mike and Lisa Austin here as we continue on with your morning tradition right here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Our thanks to you for tuning in and telling your friends. Things we're working on, we started this whole thing off by a couple months ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Not even a couple months ago, it was last month. Thinking, we don't need to do Facebook and all that social media stuff and everything.
We didn't think so.
But it turns out in this day and age, you kind of do need to.
Mm-hmm.
All of our guests are going, hey, you're on Facebook? Where can we connect with you? And we're going, we're not. Oh, okay, just go to our website. Well, yeah, but you're on Facebook, right? No, we're not. But we are going to be. So that's coming. And we've got a YouTube channel now.
Right.
Which we should probably link up at the website.
We'll probably have a Twitter.
See, I don't know about the Twitter account.
You didn't think we needed social media either, and you took it all away when the web guy did it. So, now we do.
Okay, so
disagree.
If he could do our Twitter account so that we don't have to go to Twitter all the time, just seems to me, you know, if he can link it to our Facebook thing, then you just stick something up on Facebook. Hey, tune in tomorrow. We're gonna have this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, however it works.
I know, we're such babes in the woods on this stuff. We have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike and Lisa Austin
VMO
here.
VMO or whatever that thing is.
What?
What's that thing you were talking about yesterday? VMO?
Vimeo.
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 That's a new one.
Yeah, no, it's been around. It's like, it's video. Everybody goes thinks YouTube, but there's Vimeo. There's a bunch of different services where you can post videos.
Right.
But anyway.
We're looking at all of them.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't want to be... It's all we can do just to keep up with the website, though. I don't want to have to keep going to all these other things. So, I don't know. All right. So, look for that. It's coming. We will be connected, and there'll be linkages and stuff on our Facebook page to things we're doing and little snippets and stuff like that. We're also working on getting the archives going. A lot of people keep asking us, well, where can I find that one interview you guys did with this person?
Right. We're supposed to get with him this week.
Yes. So, and our store. We're going to go through a tutorial and be taught how to run our store on our website.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you'll notice there's a shop now thing, and it was brought to our attention again that when you click it, there's nothing there.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, we know. It's like
doesn't
we have
it say coming soon?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
So we have a storefront, but the lights are off. There's a padlock on the door, and there's a closed sign in there. We're off to the diner with Betty Lou, so don't worry about it. It's coming.
Right.
You'll be able to buy stuff. Buy our stuff. All right. I don't know. This is a brand new feature. I don't know how often we're going to do this on your morning tradition, but we saw the thing over the weekend, and I thought that'd be a great, because traditional Catholic families, a great feature.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't finish sentences.
No, you don't.
Okay. My brain's working too fast, Lisa. I'm just too smart for my mouth.
Okie dokie.
So what we're going to do now is our first Mike and Lisa Austin, your morning tradition. It'd be cool to have. See, I didn't finish the sentence again. There's two sentences I didn't finish. It would be great to have someone who would like to step forth and be our official movie reviewer. Until that time, you get us.
Yay.
And now, it's time to go Hollywood. That's right. Mike and Lisa Austin now present their first movie review for you. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we have watched a movie. We are so excited. And we will now bring forth our thoughts on this same said movie. All right.
This one was a good one.
It was good. And in the realm of entertainment, when you have to really be safeguarded and stuff these days, this is a pretty good movie. Especially, you're going to be shocked when you see who directed this thing. So,
I probably will be.
Our son Joseph gets home from the Midwest Boys Camp the other day, mm-hmm. and was telling us everything they got to do and all this. And they did watch a movie.
Right.
Really, Joseph? What was the movie? It's a great movie. It's called Unbroken.
Yep.
And I vaguely remember when this thing came out.
Me too.
And I think we both said, that'd be a nice one.
Yeah, so we checked Netflix and Hulu, and they didn't have it. Let's go to the video store.
Because often when Lisa and I will see a movie trailer or something that comes up on the computer, and we made a knee-jerk reaction one time and said, kids, we have got to go see this movie as a family because it's great.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
We went
the
to
trailer was awesome.
Awesome. And it was epically done.
Right, and it came out that day.
Not really factual. Well, okay, so
we went on like the cheap flicks time.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
The matinee. So let's quick, everybody get your shoes on. We're going to the cheap movies and see Noah's Ark with Russell Crowe.
Oh my gosh.
Entertaining, but not really.
Not that, right.
No. So this one is different though, and it's Unbroken. It's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's this is World War II. And it's, what was the guy's first name? Zamperini was his last name. He was a track star. Ay, ay, ay.
I forgot the names.
All right, so he's somebody Zamperini. Hang on. Louis Zamperini.
There you go.
All right. Played by Jack O'Connell.
Yeah.
Did a nice, fine job. Anyway, that's the
they
stuff
did a great there. Job.
There's our movie review. They did a great job.
It was inspiring. And so many different aspects of it, though. You know, in the very beginning where, you know, he's struggling to find himself,
right,
you know, as a kid.
Yeah, he's sort of and it's a good Italian family. They speak Italian at home. His
right.
mom is a cook, and hey, how you doing?
Right.
And he's a wayward child.
Right. But then, he finds his way through the help of his family.
Well, that's what I think is one of the cool things. Let's not give up too much of the movie, but what's cool is
something happens and it becomes something greater.
If you have boys in your family that don't get along, sit them down and point this first section out, because the boys, it shows how they get along.
They get along.
And there's
brotherly love.
Something very noble done there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's a true story of this Louis Zamperini. He's a track star back in the 30s. Wants to go to Tokyo, the next Olympics. He competed in Germany. Remember that famous stuff with Hitler and all of that?
Right.
Anyway, he competed in Germany, and then World War II breaks out. Then you can't go to the Olympics because there's no Olympics.
Right.
And he ends up in the Army or Air Force or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
is...
And then his journey throughout that whole thing.
Yeah.
And why he is unbroken.
And he is captured. There are lessons...
It was inspiring.
There are lessons in faith. There are lessons in fortitude. There are lessons in just manliness. Just manliness.
Mm-hmm.
Survival.
And it was done in a good way, too. You know, like you were saying the other day, it was done without any cussing, without any inappropriateness.
Right.
You know, it was just...
They don't... There's... Okay, it's World War II.
There wasn't even any really gore either.
That is true.
There wasn't.
In this day and age, when in a movie, they'll say, well, we had to make the point by showing nudity, goriness, or language... You don't need all of that to tell a good story, as we know. Right. And this movie shows it. Right. And when I tell you who directed it, you're going to go, really? But anyway, because I was surprised.
Really?
Really? So anyway, yeah, as Lisa was saying, they don't swear. And that, the reason why I made mention of it is because my dad was a World War II veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was not in the Navy, but could swear like a sailor.
Yeah, unfortunately, I guess that's a trait. It's not an attractive trait, but...
What I'm saying is people from that era a lot. I mean, when you get into certain situations and certain things, that's how it was done. Not just Louis Zamperini and his pals, but everybody in the movie, all the other prisoners of war, all the other people, nobody swore.
It was
nobody
all clean.
Nobody said anything nasty.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. That's what I liked about it.
And there's even a scene when he's a young boy. They're at Mass, which is nice.
Oh, yes. So, in the very beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to give up a whole lot. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours of your time. Took them $65 million to make the movie Unbroken.
Wow.
It made $161.5 million. Guess who directed this?
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Well, I have to say, she did a really good job.
In fact, her production company was part of it, part of making the movie.
Interesting.
So it's based on, originally it was a book. It's called Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that book and made it into this. And again, as our true stories, we like true story movies in our house because the kids love to freeze the computer at the end and read.
Read about them.
They always come up mm-hmm. For greater glory, when we watched that movie, there's all the pictures at the end.
Right, and you find out, you get an update of where everybody was at and
who's who,
what happened from there.
Yeah, and they show this man at the end, and it is just, he just died last year, Louis Zamperini.
Yeah.
He was 80-whatever years old.
Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace.
Amen. That's the other thing. We should always start off the show with a prayer. Don't you think?
If you want.
Let's do that. We'll start that off tomorrow. We're going to start off with a little prayer tomorrow. I think so. Anyway. So, Unbroken. What should we give it now? If we're going to do a movie review, we can't do it like stars or anything like that. How many halos? I don't know. How many?
That's cute.
All right. How many halos out of 10 do we give?
Out of 10? No, it's 5.
Why can't it be 10?
Okay, if you want.
If it's 5, then you gotta. Then it's harder to judge.
I give it a 10.
No, I was gonna. If you go to. If it's a 10, okay, if we go on a scale of 1 to 10, nothing's ever a 10, but nothing's ever a 1. Then you might say, then why not do a scale of 8?
Why not do a scale of 5? Because not everything's a 5.
Right, okay.
It's a 4.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 5 halos, how many are you giving at least?
I still give it a 5.
You really?
Or a 10, whatever you want, Mike. It's your show.
No, it's our show. I'm going to go. I hate to give everything. We can't give everything a perfect score, but this is really a good movie.
I thought it was a good show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it gets 5 halos out of 5. Unbroken. There it is. Quick, call Angelina Jolie. Tell her she got 5 halos on Unbroken. Tell Angelina Jolie she got 5 halos on Magnificat Radio. That'll go over well.
Yeah.
And there you go, our first movie review. We got to do this to get back here and talk a little seriousness, although playful seriousness, kind of, because we're talking dancing. The efficaciousness of dance. I like it.
Absolutely.
He's our local lord of the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Lloyd, the local lord of the dance. We got to take care of some stuff.
He does a good job.
He really does. So mm-hmm. We're going to talk dance here in just a minute here on Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio, your morning tradition where we are
living our faith.